When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And I am super excited about today's topic. We're going to talk about manifesting, and I will share tips and tricks that I believe will help you all to become better manifestors. But I want to really share my own experiences and my own stories, and I really want to specifically kick this episode off with the moment I knew I was a master manifestor, when it really first hit me how powerful I truly am. Guys, I mean this in the most humble way possible. I've always known that I'm a very powerful person. I've always had the mindset of like, I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it. Like, I've never once felt like I can't have anything I want. I've always felt like anything I want, I can have. I've always had the mindset that I am just powerful. And I've just never been someone who tells myself that I can't or that won't work for me or someone else is better than me or someone else deserves it more than I do. So I really wanted to preface it by telling you guys, like, that's just how I've always kind of felt, because I know a lot of people always ask, how did you do this? How did you get that? And to me, I really can't tell people how, because I've just always truly believed it, that if I want it, I can have it. And I think that that's like the key to how. There's no like certain spell that I'm just like casting over myself or over people. I'm not waving my magic wand. I just believe in my power, and I believe that I am a master manifester. So I am going to talk about this, and I honestly feel a little embarrassed to talk about this because I don't want to sound like I'm coming from a place where I care about this person, because I truly do not. And I'm going to talk about when I went on X on the beach. And so I'm not going to play the game of like, let me not name names. You guys know, if you watch the show, Chase is who I was kind of like, whatever, dating on the show, for lack of better terms. Again, I do not want to sound like I care about him. This was many years ago. I was 22 years old. It was nearly 5 years ago. I'll be 27 this year. And he might even be married, honestly. I know he had a girlfriend. He really might be engaged or married at this point. So we are very far removed from each other. This episode is truly not about him. It's about me. And he just happens to be the prime story that I'm going to share with you guys about the moment I knew that I was a master manifester. So if you're listening to this, please do not get it twisted and think that like this is a call for attention from him. It's just the story that I have to share with you guys. Oh God, I am gonna do my best to not be embarrassed about this. I just hate to look like I'm trying to do something that I'm not, but I just really think this is just such a powerful story. So unfortunately, it requires talking about a guy from my past, and I just cannot help it. So anyway, let's paint the picture. Since I was a young girl, I loved The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. I watched it with my mom and then continued watching every season up until more recently. Honestly, the show has like gone to shit, so I don't watch it anymore. But I watched it for many years. So now in 2016, I was 21 years old. I was in college. I was a senior. And my roommate and I loved The Bachelor, and we watched it together. And it was JoJo's season of The Bachelorette. And this was the first time out of all of the years of watching The Bachelor and The Bachelorette that I actually really had like a crush on one of the guys. So much so that he was the first and only person from the entire Bachelor and Bachelorette franchise that I ever followed on Instagram. I always liked the show, but to me, it was just a show. Like, I did not really get into their lives after the show. Like, I didn't really pay attention to the drama other than what was on the television. So I never followed any of the girls. I never followed any of the guys. I only followed this one in particular from JoJo's season because I don't know what it was that when I saw this guy, there was just something about him that I was like, this guy is my type. It wasn't like a crush where I felt like he was a celebrity crush out of reach that I would never have access to. The thing was that I felt like I had a chance with this guy. That's the weird thing. And at this point, again, it's 2016, I'm 21 years old. I wasn't in the mindset of like personal development and manifestation and journaling. Like I was partying. Like there was just nothing about him or this situation that made me think that like I was going to ever meet him. It just something in my gut felt like one day I'm gonna have a chance with this guy for some reason. But of course, I live in reality, not in La La Land, so I wasn't necessarily consumed with it. That's just how I felt when I was watching the show, you know? So of course, time goes on. I'm living my life. I'm partying. I'm a 21-year-old girl. I graduate college. I get my full-time job. I'm working. I'm living life. You know, I'm just the average chick. Nothing out of the ordinary. And then come, I think it was October of 2016, is when I got an email reaching out to me about being on a show. And, you know, I had been working on my Instagram and whatever, so however they found me through Instagram, they emailed me asking me if I wanted to do an interview and all that. And then that was a very long process. I honestly feel like I manifested getting on that in the first place because I always watched reality TV, you know? So I always wanted to be on reality TV, but I didn't even know how these people knew about shows. Like, I didn't even know how people knew how to apply. Like, when a show would come out, especially a first season, I would always think, like, how did they know that that show existed? Like, how did they know to apply for something that's never been on TV? And so now when I really think about it, that was honestly me because I was on season one of X on the Beach. How would I have known? I would have never been able to apply. I would have never been able to reach out. I never heard of that before. And then, yeah, when they reached out to me, I just guess that that's how it works. You know, when they're starting a new show, they just seek people and they reach out to them. And yeah, I always wondered, like, how do they know? So I guess at that point I manifested that too, because that was always a really big thing I thought in my head was, how do they know that this show is going to come out? Like, if it's never been on TV, how the heck do they know to apply to it? So whatever, I guess that's what happened to me as well. So in any case, that was a very long process. And then we did not end up filming the show until 2017. And it was a year-long process. Like, I was officially cast on the show in October of 2017. And then we started filming in November of 2017. And now I want you guys to know, like, when I was going on to this show, I had no idea. I did not know it was X on the Beach. I did not know what to expect. There was nothing that I knew about it. I didn't have a manager to ask questions. I barely read the contract. It's like 40 pages. Like, I genuinely didn't care. I just was really excited to go on, and I knew nothing further about it. I'm going to be on a TV show. That was all I knew. So now when I got there, you guys have to understand what this moment was like for me. That this guy I have been following for over a year, that I watched on TV, was on this show with me. I swear to God that in that moment, I was like scared of myself for a minute. I'm like, did I fucking make this happen? Like, I swear to God, I knew it. I knew I was going to be with this guy someday. I knew it in my gut. I felt that there was no way we would never cross paths. I don't know what it was. I don't even know where he lived. Maybe he lived in LA, or actually maybe I think he lived in Arizona. So like places that I don't go, like areas that I don't hang out in. So for me, I never in my life would really think of the logistics of how we would cross paths. I genuinely just felt in my gut that I was going to be with this guy one day. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And it wasn't like I just happened to meet him out. Like, I ended up making out with this guy, sleeping in bed with this guy, spending weeks with this guy. Like, obviously, the way you guys saw it on TV didn't really make it look the way it was, and that's fine. I'm not really going to get into all that. But I know what the experience was. And we had a really good time together. It didn't end up that way. I mean, we ended up not really getting along. Whatever the case was after the show, there was just some miscommunication and issues and whatever. That's fine. And everything happened exactly as it's meant to be. Trust me, by the time that I was through with the filming, he was no longer that crush that I had. He was a totally different person by the end of it. So those feelings completely shifted, obviously, once I spent a few weeks with him and getting to know him. And, you know, he just wasn't really all that nice to me, so that's fine. But my point is that I literally had the experience with him that I knew that I was going to have. Like, I just always felt like I was going to eventually, on some level, be with this guy. And I know that that sounds so weird, but I think that that's truly what manifesting is. Like, I need you guys to think about anyone that you've had a crush on, whether it's like a celebrity or an influencer or a YouTuber or someone from a reality TV show, like any of the guys that you've ever really had a crush on, think about how you actually felt about that person. You probably felt about them in a way that it's like, oh, they would never give me the time of day. They're a celebrity. They don't even know that I exist. I would never actually be with them. I just like to follow them. I just like to see them from afar. So to me, I didn't feel that way about this person. I felt like I had a chance with this person. And I really think that what you feel determines how it manifests. Because I think a lot of people just think putting pen to paper and journaling is the key to manifesting. But it's not, because you could put pen to paper and you could write anything you want and you could say anything you want. But deep down, if you don't believe it to be true, then it doesn't even matter how much time you just spent writing it. It doesn't matter the fact that you wrote it 10 times every single day for a year. What matters is that in your gut, in your heart, and in your head, you felt like this would never happen for you. But I didn't even have journaling and things like that at the time. I didn't manifest this guy intentionally. I did not spend any time thinking about it and writing about it and just saying it out in the universe. Like, I didn't do the things that people think manifesting is. I genuinely saw him, followed him, and felt like, yeah, one day I'll be with him. Like, one day he'll know me, and one day we'll make out. Like, I just felt it to be real. And of course, in the beginning, like I said, I was really shocked. I couldn't believe it because imagine, you know, this is someone that you've had a crush on for so long that you're now in person, whatever, going through this experience together. So yes, in the very beginning, I was like, holy shit, like I can't even believe that this is going on. But by pretty much the end of that first day, like once that initial shock wore off, it felt very natural to me. It felt very real. So that's the other thing about manifesting is that I think that a lot of people see things as, again, unattainable. So when they have it, it still doesn't feel like it belongs to them. So that's the thing about true manifestation is that the moment felt like it belonged to me. I don't want to say it felt like he belonged to me. That's not necessarily what I mean. But it didn't feel like this was some unattainable experience. I didn't feel as though like I'm in the presence of someone better than me. I don't deserve this person. I genuinely felt as though this made sense and this was right and it was natural and it was normal. If you truly want to manifest anything from start to finish, like before you have it, in the process of getting it, after you have it, you have to feel like this is normal. This is natural for me. This belongs to me. You know, I didn't see him in like a way that like I was a fan girl type of thing. It didn't feel like that. It very quickly felt like, oh yeah, this is just life. Like this is just how it goes. Like I said, I've always been very, I see it, I like it, I want it, I got it. So for me, it did not feel like something out of reach. It just felt like, yep, this makes complete sense because I wanted it and now I have it. So I feel as though that's why a lot of people fail, for lack of better terms, at manifesting is because let's use success in their business, for example. A lot of people cannot feel and imagine themselves to be millionaires. So a lot of people don't work like a millionaire at their business. So they don't manifest $1 million. They never see it come to fruition because they don't really feel like that would be a normal, natural, effortless thing for them to do. And I'm not saying it's going to take no effort to make $1 million, but I more so mean like getting to this position just felt, again, natural and normal. Like it just, yeah, this is just an effortless thing. Like for me, I genuinely believe that I will be a millionaire and there's no thought, questions, comments, or concerns about how I'm going to get there. Even though it takes a lot of work, it takes a lot of time, I genuinely feel like a millionaire, so I'm not really concerned about it. I think a lot of people just don't feel like the result or the person or whatever it is that they're attempting to manifest belongs to them. The other experiences that I've had where I have really just seen my power and known how much I can manifest anything I want has always been with my apartments. Every single apartment I've ever had. So I'm gonna go back in time and tell you from the beginning. So when I got my very first apartment in Tampa, I told them I wanted a one bedroom facing the pool. I wanted pool view. They told me that the only one left, the only one bedroom facing the pool left, was on the ground floor and I could come and see it. Now, I did not want the ground floor. This was only a four-story building and I wanted the top floor. I wanted the fourth floor. So, whatever, I went to see it and I loved the unit, but I hated that it was on the ground floor. And I was like, you know what? Let me sign, because I really liked the apartment. It wasn't that much of a deal breaker for me, but could I switch if something becomes available? And they said, yes, but nothing is gonna become available. Everything here is brand new. This building, let me also say, was only just starting to open. Like it was still under construction partially. Like it was not even done. So whoever was living there just signed leases. Like there was not even a year into that coming up at all yet, if that makes sense. So the longest that somebody could have been living there maybe would have been a month or two at that point. So I signed the lease, but in my gut, I always felt like I was going to get the fourth floor. I just had this feeling. But of course, I let it go because they told me that they would let me know. They also told me that it most likely was not going to happen. You know, people just signed their leases. So I didn't really look too much into it, but I thought about it all the time. And I kept thinking to myself, am I making the wrong mistake? Like, am I just in such a rush to move that I'm accepting something, even though I know it's not exactly what I want? Should I just wait? So a couple weeks went by. I was going to be moving in like a week or two at this point. And I already had ordered a bunch of furniture to the apartment, like the unit number that I signed the lease with, whatever. And one morning, like I said, about a week before I'm going to move, I happened to just wake up at like 6 a.m. for some reason. And I went onto their website to look at the units. And the exact apartment directly above me up to the fourth floor was available. My original apartment was like 111, I think. And then that one that became available was like 411, something like that. It was numbers like that. So it was literally the unit just exactly directly above me on the fourth floor. I was shaking. I'm like, I knew it. I knew this was going to happen. I just knew it in my gut. So I called, emailed. And they were like, wow, we didn't even see it. It must have just gone through in the system because last night was someone's final day to like hold it and put the money in. You know what I mean? Like they had to make their deposit basically by midnight the night before. So I guess from midnight to 6 a.m., you know, the system showed that this place was available because it didn't have the money by the set time. So I had to change my address on everything I ordered, like, you know, to be on the fourth floor instead. Like, I just knew that this was going to happen, and I knew that I manifested this apartment because there was no way that I was going to be happy settling, and I knew I had to get what I wanted. Fast forward to a year later, I had to renew that lease. However, I wanted a two-bedroom now. I did not want to stay in my one-bedroom anymore. So again, I tell them, now I want a two-bedroom facing the pool. They say there are absolutely none. At this point, they're almost at full capacity. A year passed, construction is done, almost done, I guess, at that point. And all of the apartments, especially facing the pool, were completely done. But you know me, I was not going to settle for that and I was not going to be happy with that. So again, I told them I will renew my lease because at this point I don't have a choice. But if something becomes available, then I want to switch my lease. Like I don't want to have to break it and whatever, but I do want to switch over. Okay, that's not going to happen. Mind you, I didn't know any of my neighbors. I never met anyone. It was a very quiet place and I worked from home. So I really just never left my apartment all that much. So I never met anyone around me. Right after I signed that lease, like maybe a month into my new lease, like renewing it, I happened to be going into the elevator at the same time as another woman who I've never seen before. And when we went to the elevator, you know, we're chit-chatting, and when we got off of the elevator and we are walking out, we realize that we live directly next door to each other. Like we have legit next door apartments. And I said to her, oh, like, so nice to meet you. You live in there? And she said, actually, I'm emailing them this week to break my lease. We got a house. We're moving out. It's a two-bedroom. We just need more space. You know, we have the kids, blah, blah, blah. I was like, ma'am, you're waiting next week? No. I am literally emailing them and telling them I'm taking your apartment. So I didn't tell her that to her face. I said it in my head. As soon as she said it, I was like, this is it. I knew that this was another manifesting moment for me, that my direct next door apartment was a two bedroom facing the pool and they were about to break their lease. I actually went and emailed the complex and I was like, I'm letting you know that my next door neighbor is going to tell you that they're breaking their lease, which was really not a good thing for me to do probably, but whatever. They did end up breaking the lease. And guess what happened? I moved into the very next door apartment. Exactly what I wanted, two bedroom facing the pool. Like I literally moved from, now say it was 4111 to 4113. Like I literally moved next door because of course two was across the hall, three was next to me. So again, knew I was gonna get it, I got it. Fast forward now to when I was moving to Miami. There was a legit picture painted in my head, a vision of the apartment that I wanted. And I mind you, I've never seen Miami apartments before. I had nothing to base this image on, but it's just what I envisioned in my head. The view, the layout, the square footage, everything. I just pretty much dreamed about what it would look like. So when I went to Miami, I saw, I think 11 different apartments that were always missing one thing. And I remember my realtor, who's my friend, being like, this one is perfect. And then I'd be like, it is, but like, there's just one thing off. Like, there was always something that was missing from the vision I had in my head. And I just simply knew that what I want and what I can feel in my gut is going to happen. Lo and behold, I saw a 12th apartment. And it was almost as if I've seen it before, and that's why I had dreams of it. Meanwhile, I've never seen it before, but it was exactly what I had dreams of. I was like, this is it. This is the apartment that I keep seeing every single night in my dreams. This is the apartment that I have been waiting for. The one thing that was missing in that apartment is here. The one thing that was missing in the other apartment is here. The one thing that was missing, like every single little thing that was missing from the other apartments that were nearly perfect were in that apartment. So that went ahead and I got that one. And now fast forward again to when I was moving to Jersey. So I had been looking for apartments for a couple months and nothing really felt right to me. And they all kind of felt just like a standard apartment. And I was ready for something different. I needed more homey vibes, more cozy vibes, but I couldn't really explain what it was that I was looking for. I just kind of knew that it was going to hit me when I saw it, you know? So I was going on Street Easy every day and apartments.com every day. And I was looking at every single thing every single day for months, but I didn't apply to anything. I had a realtor who probably wanted to kill me. A lot of time, effort, and energy was going into it, but nothing was coming to fruition. And I know she wanted me to just pick something, but it didn't feel right to me. So when I saw the apartment that I live in now, I saw it and I instantly said, I'm going to live in this apartment. This is it. I literally was like, oh, this is a done deal. Not to mention the fact that it said it was only listed yesterday. Like it said it was listed the day before. So to me, I'm like, listed yesterday. I'm like the first person who sees it. I'm going to have it. I'm going to get it. This is it. This is great. So now we were trying to get a hold of the listing agent. She wouldn't answer. I kept calling her. Finally, we got in touch with her. And by the time that my agent got in touch with her, she told her there were already 20 applications in. 20 applications. That does not mean 20 people are just like interested in looking at it. That means 20 people have either seen it or just already decided, I want to live here. They sent their paperwork. They put in the application. They ran their credit. They gave their bank statements. Like 20 people already went ahead with filing to live in this apartment, okay? And I was like, hold my fucking beer, because none of these people are gonna live in this apartment. I am gonna live in this apartment. So I was the last one to apply. And I just, as soon as I looked at it, I was like, yeah, right. No one is gonna live in this place. This place has me written all over it. And guess who got the apartment? Me. And I actually have here from August 8th, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but from my journal, I wrote on it saying, today I applied for an apartment that feels like home. I had to offer X, Y, and Z instead of X, Y, and Z. And I had to offer X, Y, and Z instead of X, Y, and Z. I went in a bidding war, basically. And I said, because I'm fighting against 10 other applicants now. So at first it was 20 people, but then they like narrowed it down to 10 that they picked. So then I was like fighting against 10. And then I'm like, this place just feels right for me. It has XYZ, blah, blah, blah. I can just see myself here. This is the first place that feels like a true home for me. Everything else has always screamed like onto the next thing. This is a temporary spot. And this is just the perfect place for me. I'm imagining what my life will look and feel like when I come home. So this is how I just imagine myself manifesting all of these things that I have. I'm saying, I imagine what my life will look and feel like. So now imagine, do you imagine what your life will look and feel like when you have this thing that you are trying to manifest? So I wrote here just saying all things that I could picture, and I started to write down scenarios. So I literally have here, like, in quotes, like, scenes that I can picture myself having in my apartment, things that I picture myself experiencing and going through in my apartment. I'll have my first this in this apartment. I will have this in my apartment. So I wrote down all different things that I imagine will take place in that home. And then I remember it came down to, like, three people, me and three other applicants. And I had to fight them out, and I was like, yeah, right. Like, these people can take a hike because this is my house and no one else is going to live in my house. And here I am now, living here, loving it, and I cannot imagine anybody else being here. With every single thing and experience that I have ever manifested, it is truly because I knew my power and I knew that this felt right to me. This belonged to me. No one else is more deserving of this thing than I am. It only makes sense for me to have this. It is normal and natural for me to have this. Anything I want, I have the power to receive. So I highly recommend that you all really focus on the feeling and really sitting and doing the inner work and trying to identify, like, can I feel this? Does this make sense to me? So whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, whatever that main goal, whatever that main result is, I want you to really sit and take some time and focus on nothing other than feeling what it would feel like. Just sit there and think, like, okay, do I feel it? Like, is it in my gut? Is it in my heart? Is it in my head? Does this feel right? Does this feel like it is mine? So really focus on the feeling of it first. And then I would really recommend that you all, like, imagine the scene. Create the scenario. Whether you write it down or think about it, it doesn't matter. I mean, I think journaling is typically just more powerful in general. So, you know, if you have a journal, then journal about it. But really just identify what the scenario would look like and imagine the moment. So, like I shared, you know, I imagined legitimate scenes of myself coming home to this apartment. So this way, when it became that I lived here, it didn't feel like a foreign feeling. It was just the feeling that I imagined in these scenarios when I was doing my journaling in August. And that is the story of the first time that I really discovered I am a master manifester. And then I just got better and better and better as time has gone on. And I just believe that every single thing that I have in my life and I get to experience and I get to do is because I've manifested it. I hope that this episode was helpful for you all and brought a lot of clarity to you all and just simply made sense in a way that maybe you couldn't really understand why your manifestations weren't coming to fruition. I hope that now you have a clarity that allows you to really do the inner work and just focus on yourself and your intuition and your gut feelings. And I hope that it allows you to really discover and uncover just how powerful you truly are. Thank you all so much for listening and joining me for another week of For the Girls. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.